Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And Christmas is over. New Year's coming, and you're already thinking about your New Year's resolutions. I hope you are. I am sure some of you are thinking about weight loss, and we're going to go for it today. You don't have to really get down on it for another week, okay, but you're going to catch this a little early then. The truth about a topic I just love to do lectures on, because there's so much hype, there's so much baloney, and there's so much at stake. I mean, when you think about it, Americans especially can go through their whole life fat, and you don't like it, and what it costs you, But when you look for solutions, you're just absolutely buried in the multitude of perspectives, all of which swear by this is the way. And after you start to spin, things that you never hear about start to take over, and you're locked into false notions, hype, advertising, take this herb, it's going to work. And what we're overlooking, as always, is simple, basic truth right in front of our face. So let's go at it and see what we can come up with today. First of all, supplements, herbs. Herbs that you're told are going to make you burn fat, forget it. This is a myth. I've got 25 years of listening to this. People producing the best herbs on the market. Herbs that in vitro, meaning in the test tube, in the chemistry of the herb, will burn fat. You can make a case for it, definitely. But you have to understand, if you don't back up the herb with the fundamentals, you're not going to lose weight. And this is what Americans like to believe, that they can just drop a lot of that weight loss pill from African mango to whatnot, and it doesn't work. You've heard me on this topic before, the myth of just take the pill. It doesn't matter if it's a pharmaceutical, amphetamine to weight to get your weight down, or if it's some herb that we've imported from some tropical island in the middle of the Pacific. What do you think about the herb and weight loss? What you think, and this is how it should be marketed, is that the herb will accelerate your weight loss, accelerate it if you do your job. So once again, I don't think it's inappropriate to remind you, there's a formula here. You do your job, the herb will do its job. You don't do your job, the herb doesn't do its job. You have to meet the standard of the herb. Those of you who have drank the Kool-Aid in the past and bought the herb because it's going to accelerate your weight gain, and after the 4 weeks is up and you've spent the $100, $200, $300, and you're sitting there going, gee, this is funny. I don't think I've lost a pound. You drank the Kool-Aid. Do not do that. There is a much better way to look at herbs. And if you have a company where you can at least trust what's in the capsule, which you certainly do, if you've been listening to this show, you know where to go. If you're fortunate enough to have a company where you can trust what's in the capsule, the addendum here, the way you have to augment your perspective is, you have to work for that herb. So whether you're doing rhodiola, or cordyceps, adaptogen, adrenal complex, whether you're doing deer antler, whatever you're taking to accelerate your fat burning capacities, you're working for the herb. That's the way you have to look at it. And if you don't meet the standard of the herb will not deliver. So let's get that one straight. The second one is this. Jack LaLanne said it best. And I'm going to post a picture of Jack LaLanne in the late 40s at Venice Beach. And it's Jack, who is a good 200 pounds of solid muscle, and about five or six other bodybuilders. Again, this is when you didn't do steroids. So this isn't the Arnold Schwarzenegger generation where you just pump up on drugs. This is no steroid. And when you look at the bodies on these guys, I mean, you just can't find them in the world anymore. Not in America. At any rate, he's in this picture on Venice Beach in the late 1940s. And the guy on the bottom of the heap is in a backbend, a gymnast backbend. And on top of his belly are five other men, all stacked up like a totem pole. And Jack LaLanne is the second from the top. I have 20 copies of these pictures. I'll post them to the website. And you got this one guy in a backbend on the bottom on Venice Beach, and he's holding up in totem pole fashion five other men. Think of that. And Jack LaLanne is the second from the top. So the guy on the bottom is holding up in the backbend position about 1,200 pounds of weight. And each guy is stacked on the shoulder of the guy above him. Unbelievable. And what did Jack LaLanne constantly say? Bottom line on weight loss. So this is rule number two on weight loss. Just count your calories. It's very simple. Eat less than you burn, or burn more than you eat. It's very, very simple. Weight Watchers, one of the most long-term, non-fad, right? Weight Watchers has been around years. It's not a fad. It's not a gimmick. And you can eat anything. You can lose weight eating pizza and drinking Coca-Cola. And this takes advantage of a certain assumption. Now, this is where it's tricky. The eat what you want, just count your calorie mentality will work for many of you. It assumes you have a balanced glandular system. And we're going to get into what that means. It assumes that you do not have a deranged metabolism. It assumes that you're not sick. So you got to understand where the disparities come from, and then the resultant confusion comes from with this whole weight loss thing, in that different strokes for different folks. You can't generalize, and we love to generalize, about things that are so important to us like weight loss. There's no one way to do anything. There's just understanding the basic chemistry of you, your individual code. So we want to clump this all together and give you the options. And as always, it's not just tell me what to do. As always, it's I want to learn about my body in relationship to this world so that I can code, I can synchronize my actions to the optimal me. Thus the emphasis on education. Let's keep going. So count your calories. Keep it in mind. Next thing, carbohydrates. I'll say it once, I'll say it 100 times. I said it from 20 years ago, I said it 15 years ago, I said it 10 years ago, I said it 5 years ago, I said it yesterday. The carb is going to die. It will die. Excuse me. It will die because of one simple fact. When you eat carbs, you tend to spike insulin. I don't care if it's a low glycemic carb. I don't care if it's rice and beans. I don't care what it is. Carbs, especially in O blood types. And again, you don't get locked into the dogma. O blood types, you mean eat right for your blood type? You mean that's what you're into? Oh, I'm not into that. This is nonsense. This is the way the plebeian world analyzes health. You're not going to do that. Not if you've been listening to this show. When D'Adamo threw out the thing about the O blood type, he had mistakes in that book left and right. Like all books, it turns to dogma. Dogma destroys the essences that should have been kept on your shelf forever. And one essence from D'Adamo's book was very simple. O bloods spike insulin way faster than A bloods. I kid you not, if you lined up all the O bloods in the world and all the A bloods in the world, and you ask them straightforward, how many of you lose weight eating animal protein and fat and not on carbs? The O bloods would scream. They'd say, that's me, that's me, that's exactly me. The Zone diet, the ketogenic diet from Weston Price, the Scarsdale diet, the Atkins diet, all the same diets effectively. Not that the guys that write these books are going to agree with that. The primal diet right now, it's a meat-fat diet. The paleo diet is a meat-fat diet. The Zone diet is a meat-fat diet. The Atkins diet is a meat-fat diet. The Scarsdale diet is a meat-fat diet. Simple marketing off of basic physiological principle. But not for Charlie, your neighbor. He says those diets don't work for him. Well, what Charlie, your neighbor, is telling you is that his genetic code is different. So he's going to have less of an effect. And one way you can distinguish between the two is the A blood and the O blood. The O blood has ridiculous insulin spikes to the carb. The A blood can withstand it. But this is what no one can withstand. And this is the point, if you really get into the beautiful science behind it. Whether you're an A blood, an O blood, a B blood, an AB blood, those are the four blood types. You're one of those four, or you're a Martian. Whether you're any one of those four blood types, if you stick a glucose meter into your body, if you go out and buy the AccuCheck and check your glucose when you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, and 1 hour and then 2 hour after you eat your meals, and your blood sugar is spiking up at 150, 160, and it's staying there 2-3 hours, so that in a 12-hour waking cycle, so you get up at 6 a.m., you go to bed at 10 p.m., so a 16-hour wake cycle, half of that or three-quarters of that, your blood sugar is over 120. It's up at 140, 160, 180. I don't care what blood type you are. You are not going to lose weight. If the A blood, if some people, A blood or not, can afford to lose weight on McDougald's book, The Carbohydrate Solution, don't really know what that guy's thinking. But if you can lose weight on a carb, I guarantee you, one, your glandular system is already balanced, and we'll get into that. You're not suffering from metabolic shutdowns, and I'll get into that. But more than anything, you're eating carbs and you're keeping your blood sugar, even with the carb, under 100 or under 110 all day long. Can some people do that? The answer is yes. Yes. I had a friend of mine, a very famous Olympic wrestler. He was in his 50s. We were eating breakfast one morning and I was doing my steak and egg routine, very rare charred steak and poached eggs. And I love that. It makes me feel great. I usually do that on a Saturday morning. I broadcast the show. And he's sitting there with this enormous plate of oatmeal, this huge bowl of oatmeal with honey. And I look at him and I go, you know what? And, you know, the guy had this stare. He was one of these 54-year-old athletes. He had this funny look in his eyes all the time, like he was always staring out into space. And I saw the way he ate it, and I was totally convinced that this was simply because this guy was in carb heaven, and his blood sugar was up at 300, and he was just basically in a coma all the time. And so I said to him, his name was not Joe, but I said, Joe, I got to check your insulin. I want to check your blood sugar. So he consumes these two huge bowls of oatmeal, and I check his blood sugar, and it's 80. 1 hour later, his blood sugar is 80. An hour and a half later, his blood sugar is 80. 2 hours later, his blood sugar is 80. Now, I do this regularly. This is a thing for me, checking people's blood sugar, getting people to check their own blood sugar, because that's where the rubber meets the road. If you get up in the morning and you have a six-pack of Coca-Cola and your blood sugar is 80, half an hour after you consume 60 ounces one of those giant Slurpees.